The new season of Chicago Stories on WTTW 11 begins this Friday night with a look back at Chicago's first female mayor, Jane Byrne. And Kathy Byrne, Jane Byrne's daughter, joins us now. Kathy, good morning. It's hard to believe. Mom's been gone, what, 8 years now?
Yes, it is amazing to believe that. It's gone by very quickly, other than the last 2 years, which seemed to take forever.
Yes, no kidding. 1979 to 1983, Jane Byrne became the first female mayor of a major United States city. And so much went on during those years, Kathy. What is your recollection of that time and how your mom dealt with all of the issues of the day?
Well, it was an amazing time. I mean, Chicago, contradictory. You know, here is Chicago, where we're always sort of, you know, we're the ones, you know, behind, you know, compared to the East Coast cities. And along comes my mom and gets elected mayor. Mm-hmm. Now, Chicago and L.A. still have not had a woman mayor. So, I mean, we were way ahead of our times that way. But we were also kind of, you know, behind the times, just being Chicago. We were kind of sort of stuck in kind of a 60s, 50s, Mad Men era. So when my mom came in, it really ushered in like a huge change for everybody. I mean, it was like, whoa, there's a woman in the mayor's office, and now these women are like working in our offices. What is going on here? you know, it was a big shock. Whereas, you know, maybe in, you know, you look at New York and, you know, it seemed like that all happened in New York in the 60s and 70s, and we had to wait until the end of the 70s.
Mm. Jane Byrne was mayor of Chicago from 1979 to 1983. It was a time that the city was divided as it is now, many crises and controversies. And you must look at Mayor Lightfoot and what's going on there and see some parallels, Kathy.
Well, I see, you know, many of the same challenges remain, bringing the city together, uniting, in accepting the fact that, you know, every group must have its say. It's their right. And, you know, I think my mom dealt with a different group of, you know, entrenched interests than the current mayor is dealing with. But it is funny how, you know, things haven't changed. Well, one of the things that has changed is social media and, you know, that kind of awareness where it's just, you know, it's hyper divided as mm-hmm. opposed to just divided.
When Jane Byrne was elected mayor, it was one of the great political upsets, not only in Chicago, but in the country. Was your mom surprised at the outcome of the election down deep?
She's the only one who wasn't.
Really?
Really.
She was that confident?
She was that confident. She really was. I mean, I was not. I thought, well, we could, but there's no way. You know, the support is there, but there's no way all those people are going to come out and vote. The Democratic Machines people will come out and vote. You know, there's no way this could happen. I mean, it was mind-boggling to me. She was as calm and cool as a cucumber. She knew she was going to win.
Hmm. Kathy, what do you see as your mom's great legacy here, outside of the Byrne interchange, of course?
I love the Byrne interchange. I know it's a big headache to everybody, but to me, I look at it and it's where the city comes together. So, you know, that was always her legacy.
That could be the only place the city comes together.
Exactly. You know, I think her greatest legacy is probably the fact that she saw a future for this city that included everyone and was confident in the people of this city that, you know, they could be Chicagoans and really carry on for the city and make it a special place on the international map.
Well, she knew how to have a good time, and we think of her when we celebrate all the various festivals around. And there is a lot more on Chicago Stories Friday night, Channel 11. It's a look back at Jane Byrne, and you'll hear from Jane Byrne's daughter, Kathy. Also, our pal David Axelrod on that broadcast. He's always good. So it's Chicago Stories WTTW this Friday night on Channel 11,
right,
8 o'clock.
They're also going to have a website that people can go to see not only the airings, but also some clips from it and some pictures that didn't make it into it. And that's WTTW.com/Chicago Stories. That'll give you a good slice of things that people may not have known. People who didn't know my mom will learn some things about her, and people who did know my mom will learn some things about her. So I think it'll be fun.
It will be fun to look back. All the best to you, Kathy. Good talking to you again.
Same to you, Bob. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.